We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey now, Semper Fi, welcome in to this Thursday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL, AMFM.com, and the Odyssey app, along with Scott Alexander at Master Control, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick. Let's get right to the Saints news. They've formally requested an interview with Aaron Glenn, Detroit Lions defensive coordinator, former defensive backs coach here in New Orleans, and also offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Byron Leftwich. Mike, what's the chuckle for?
No, they better do it quick with Leftwich, because I think he's going to be the Jacksonville Jaguars' new head coach. They fired Trent Baalke, sent him adrift. Adrian Wilson looks as though he's going to be the guy to be the front office person for Jacksonville. But there's no doubt that that's who Jacksonville is targeting, is Byron Leftwich. And you can understand it, being a former quarterback. He's been a quarterback coach. He's been an offensive coordinator. And look who they have invested a ton in, Trevor Lawrence. Yeah. You've got to be able to get
to develop
the sander out and sort of knock off some of the rough edges with Trevor. And so I think Leftwich, yeah, he's going to get that interview, but I think he's going to get the job with the Jaguars as the new head coach.
Well, the only thing with the Saints would make sense because if you are going to keep Jameis Winston, and we don't know what's going to come about, but he did work with Jameis Winston. You know, he was the offensive coordinator when Jameis Winston threw for over 5,000 yards, not also the interceptions. So that would be, to me, the New Orleans connection, Byron Leftwich and Jameis Winston. The one thing listen, when he went to Jacksonville or played at Jacksonville, Mike, what was he, a seventh overall pick?
Yep.
And so, I mean, it's not his first rodeo as far as pressure and being in that circumstance, but I know Bruce Arians always trusted him, I think going back to the Arizona Cardinals and then ended up in Tampa Bay. But, Christian, I was joking. I said, well, you can have success with Tampa Bay, but a lot of people probably could coach Tom Brady, you know.
He's calling the plays. His advice. That's the thing. Because when you're a great player like him, you got to trust that guy that's telling you that has kind of been there and done that. And I think that's why he trusted Leftwich, because he knew he had been there and done that as a player. And, Bob, you would feel better when June told you something better than Carl Smith telling you, correct?
Well, because he knows, like, I would maybe say something to Carl Smith, like, well, in theory you want to do that, but do you know about an NFL pass rush and how the ball has to come
out? He's a baseball player.
So listen, and Carl did an outstanding job, I think, as far as what Coach Moore was asking him to do. But when I went with June Jones and having to learn the run and shoot and what needed to be done, I tell you what, he could be like he's in the pocket with you. And a lot of times that goes a long way with a quarterback where they can, like, relate to you because they've been there, done that.
One of the things you'll have to say once we come out of break is how you convinced June to have that running back and y'all ran the shotgun.
Okay, you're running the run and shoot. They know you're going to pass anyway. And you're doing that half roll. Why are we under the center? The defensive ends are too good in the NFL. They know we could throw anyway. Just get in the shotgun away from the rush.
That's an interesting story. I know we got to go to break.
Ryan Horvat, BetMGM host and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, is next after the break here on Sports Talk on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back here on Sports Talk, on the line with us right now is host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. I'm looking forward to the weekend. It was a painful weekend for me. I mean, the games were great, don't get me wrong, but it's a Green Bay Packers
man,
fan.
Ryan, I thought about man. You. I thought I'd have to talk you off the ledge, you know, with that Packer loss. Man, to see that in those conditions and, man, how that special team. I know we've talked about it so many times on the show. Their special teams is El Succo, and, man, did it bite them on the backside. In this particular game, and these are the type games you can't lose on special teams. You can tie it, but you can't lose it. And to have that punt blocked, you missed a field goal. Then on the final play, you got 10 men on the field. You don't even have 11.
Right, exactly. And that's the ultimate cherry on the top, isn't it? Because all season long, you know, I put this on social media and on my radio hits back at my old station in Milwaukee, guys, I'd say, you know, if the Packers don't win a Super Bowl, it's most likely going to be because of the special teams. And this is what, like, the fantasy football players and, you know, the new school football fans don't really understand, man, is, like, that's what wins in the playoffs. A strong run game, a strong defense, and you have to be solid on special teams because, you know, you can have the best quarterback on the planet. You could have Tom Brady. You could have Aaron Rodgers. Both of those guys are going to be watching the game this weekend with us, you know, on their couch. And, just painful. A blocked field goal, a blocked punt, and you lose in a game where you don't even give up an offensive touchdown. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo was not very good. The defense, that's who I feel bad for. I feel bad for guys like Rashawn Gary because he played his ass off, you guys, and the defense gave up nothing, and they're still heading home. And, you know, that's all Aaron Rodgers wanted was one of these at Lambeau Field against a West Coast team like San Francisco. He finally got it.
And what happens?
He left a lot of throws on that. He left a lot of throws on the field. He had Allen Lazard wide open. You know,
on the crossing route. Yeah.
He wet the diaper. He wet the diaper that night.
Well, now
same thing with Favre. He's a gunslinger, but that's the problem. It's hero ball way too much, and you just have to make the throws that are on that field.
Now, Ryan, I think the NFL, if they wanted to, I don't know, is the Super Bowl, but you can advertise, you know, the teams, whatever, but I think they'd much rather have Matthew Stafford versus
Mahomes
or Burrow, and not Jimmy G. Does that make sense? Now, I know they hosting the Super Bowl, would be in it like Tampa Bay, but they kind of hoping for that kind of matchup.
Oh, yeah. You know, let's be honest. Like, there's not too many people that do want to see Jimmy G in the Super Bowl. I'm going to be honest. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing Jimmy G in the Super Bowl. Let's not forget the last time Jimmy G played in the Super Bowl. What did he start in that game? 12 for his first 12? He didn't play too bad, you know. Here's the thing about Jimmy G.
He missed that one late to Emmanuel Sanders, who's wide open deep downfield, and he overthrew him.
A little too far.
Oh, yeah. You're not wrong about that. Trust me. I don't want to see Jimmy Garoppolo. I want to see Matthew Stafford because I'm not going to lie. Guys, I felt – there was a time where I thought last week that Tom Brady was going to come back and win that game. I think we all did. And I would have felt awful for Matthew Stafford because he played one of his best games ever. Like, you look at what happens in that game. Cooper Kupp fumbles. That rarely happens. Cam Akers fumbles. That rarely happens. And Stafford, he played great. So I'm rooting for him after having to spend a decade in Detroit, all the heartbreak he's had to face, the injuries, that, you know, that roster, that coaching staff, Matt Patricia, he survived all of that. So I'm kind of rooting for him. Here's the problem, though. I don't know that I could bet. If I'm taking the spread, which I've already bet, I took the Niners plus four. I'll still take the Niners plus 3.5. I think the Rams will win the game, but I think that's a field goal game, you guys, because look at the numbers. Kyle Shanahan owns Sean McVay. He's 7-3. That's not against the spread. That's straight up win-loss. He's beat him 7 times. McVay's only beat him 3 times. The one thing McVay takes pride in was anytime he has a lead going into the half, he never loses those games. He was 45-0. Shanahan beat him. They came back from down 17-0 in that last matchup. And, man, he has to be kicking himself because now you could have put him away. Now he has to face him again in the playoffs. I do think there's something to that. The same way that I thought there was something to it last week, I love Matt LaFleur. He wasn't great in that game. And Kyle Shanahan owns him, just like he owns, you know, everybody on that coaching tree. So I like the Niners with the points.
Now, Ryan, do you think you could take anything from this because it was very recent? The Bengals beating the Chiefs 34-31 January 2nd. Burrow had 4 touchdown passes. Or you think the playoffs are a whole different animal? And I thought what was interesting is that I look at Bengals receiver LSU's own Ja'Marr Chase. Needs just 18 receiving yards to break their record for the most yards in a playoff by a rookie. You got to go back basically 2 decades plus, set by Los Angeles Rams' Torrey Holt with 242 in 1999. So that's pretty special when you look at all great receiver like a Jerry Rice or Randy Moss, that Ja'Marr Chase, because Torrey Holt was pretty damn good. When you look, I want to say North Carolina State and what he did. But as a rookie, Ja'Marr Chase, now, it didn't start out like that in the preseason, but the game has not been too big for him, obviously.
So what he's asking you, Ryan, is do you take the 7 points?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question right there. Every week that I've came on since the playoffs began, you guys, we're all Joe Burrow fans, and we all say, man, I love Joe Burrow, but I think his run comes to an end. And I'll tell you, man, Joe Burrow, he took 9 sacks last week, and he's still somehow fighting. He took 4 the last time these teams met, and he still won that game. And Ja'Marr Chase in that game, let's not forget. Now, he ain't going to be able to do this again, but in that game, 11 grabs, 266 yards, and 3 touchdowns against the Chiefs. Here's the problem that I have, and I don't know if they could do it again. In that game in the first half, the Chiefs led by 14 points 3 different times.
Yep.
Then the Bengals held the Chiefs to 3 points only in the second half. I'm really impressed with the Bengals. I just don't know if they could do that again. Mahomes is playing lights out. Jerick McKinnon is playing lights out. Like, they finally started using him. Tyreek, Travis Kelce, they're fully healthy. I got a 7.5. I'm betting on Joe Burrow because, like, look at our teams, guys, the Packers and the Saints. Every year we're a 12-win team, we're a 13-win team, and then we find a new way to fail in the playoffs. I can just see a guy like Joe Burrow. He's the new Tom Brady. Like, he's the new Joe Montana, Joe Cool, where I won't be shocked if he's in the Super Bowl and he wins the damn thing, you know? Like, that season he put together, I know that was college ball, but that was the most impressive college football season I've ever seen put together by a quarterback.
Yeah.
And he does not get rattled. And, you know, he comes out with that comment, some of these NFL stadiums aren't as loud as the SEC stadium. I think he's in for a rude awakening this weekend.
Yes.
You know,
no, Bobby can tell you about
– Oh, Ryan, I can tell you about Arrowhead. I played indoors, outdoors. When you play at Arrowhead Stadium, you feel like you're in a dome. It was the loudest outdoor stadium I ever played in. It was just a regular season game when they had Steve DeBerg, you know, going way back. It was the loudest outdoor venue that I've ever played. You know, you think, like, I remember we jumped all over the Seahawks in the Kingdom. I go, what? The Kingdom? What? I guess because we jumped on them. It wasn't loud. We know how the Superdome could be loud. But I'm telling you, Arrowhead Stadium is like a dome stadium. It gets that loud.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing. So, and look what happened in Tennessee, right? He goes into Tennessee. He doesn't even have a working headset, so he's calling his own plays. And I'm not going to lie, guys. I know Zach Taylor's getting a bunch of love. That might be for the best. I like Zach Taylor, but he gets a little too run-heavy for my liking. And I get it because Joe Burrow's taking a beating. But how about instead of 30 carries for Joe Mixon, running him into the ground, how about some quick passes, some play action? It's just, I feel bad for Joey. It's just him dropping back and 4 rushers coming at him. Joe's so good against the blitz. Where he struggles is with that natural pressure and guys dropping back in the secondary. If Tyrann Mathieu plays in this game, the Honey Badger, I think maybe, you know, that's the difference. I think he plays in this game. He's in the concussion protocol. And what a great story for you guys. Man, you guys, all your guys are playing in this game. But I'm rooting for a good game. I'm rooting for Joe to at least cover the 7.5 points. But I think my favorite bet is the team total for the Kansas City Chiefs. They set it at 31. They scored that in the first half the last time these guys played.
That's got to be an over.
Three in the second half. Yeah, yeah, you got to take it, man. That's free money is the way I look at it. So I'm rooting for Joe this weekend, but I won't be. I would be shocked if the Chiefs lost this game. I think we get a Chiefs-Rams Super Bowl. I agree with you guys. A bunch of points. That's what everybody's rooting for.
Ryan, online sports betting's coming online tomorrow morning down here in Louisiana at 8 a.m. tomorrow. For those that might perhaps be looking to make a bet, what would you tell them is a good one?
I know.
No,
just said it.
Absolutely. Well, that's a great thing right there because, man, you know, that's the best part right there is that I love going to the sports book, but especially right now, you know, like with COVID and whatnot, I love just having the luxury and just sitting on my couch because you could live bet, right? I love just being able to pick up my phone, jump on BetMGM and place a bet. And this isn't me being the spokesperson. They're not paying me to do this, but I'm just saying, like, they offer all these great promos, risk-free bets for the first bet you place. So all that's perfect. I like that team total for the Chiefs, but also I have to take the points with the 49ers. I think the Rams probably win the game, but these teams know each other so well. I think this is a field goal game. And, again, it's hard to go against Kyle Shanahan. Like, I love trends. He's 7-3 against McVay, and I love McVay, but, man, you know, it's like Bill Belichick against everybody, you know, every other coach in that division. I think there's something to that, you know. I think there's really something to coaching, especially in the playoffs. And let's look at the San Francisco 49ers defense right now. Like, I don't think they're getting enough credit. They shut down Devontae Adams. Nick Bosa's playing lights out. And I think Fred Warner's the best linebacker in the league. He's the most underrated. I know that.
Now, Ryan, are we going to catch up with the world? And what I mean by that, because you look at the gaming, I think in-game betting, where how popular that's going to be, where, you know, because Americans, they do it before the game. But actually, when the game's in progress, I want to say, like, that's what they do in Europe and worldwide, like
exactly.
70%
that's
of the time.
True.
That's where I think you're going to see unbelievable growth that you're actually watching the game. You have so much interest in it. And then you're putting a little coin, what you think is going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the best part about our show, you know, is that that's kind of like our focus is these games start. And sometimes, like, let's take this weekend, for example, you know, like, sometimes it's tough to figure out the market for the NFL. I could see the Chiefs winning this game by 30. I could see Joe Burrow upsetting the Chiefs. He's already done it once, right? But also, we've seen these crazy situations in playoff games. And let's use the Chiefs as an example and a good way to in-game bet. A couple years back when they won the Super Bowl, and even the year before they won the Super Bowl, you know, they would go down big in these playoff games, but you could never count out Mahomes. The Texans had a 3-score lead on them, and Bill O'Brien lost his mind. In that game, you could have live bet and had 7 points with the Chiefs or live bet them plus 250 on the money line, and you could have threw down $100. You win plus 250, and they come back, you know? Or you could get points with them rather than take them as favorites. That's the best part about this live game betting in the mobile app. You just jump on it. You know, maybe Kansas City goes down 14-0. Or maybe, like, the Bengals go down 14-0. Joe Burrow throws a pick six, and you could have them plus 14.5 rather than plus 7. I don't see this game being a 21-point blowout. I just dealt with, you know, the Bengals have played in 11 one-score games this year. I sometimes rather prefer to bet the game in-game rather than before the game because it's such a tough market to crack. And let's be honest, Vegas is always right. There's a reason why they're building castles and they have like nice hotels, you know, and we're all losing our money on Sundays.
Ryan, on the rushing totals of Rams 49ers, think about that on the amount of rushing yards that the Rams will get versus San Francisco.
Yeah. You know, my favorite bet of this weekend is Cam Akers under 59.5 rushing yards.
Why I brought it up.
I do not see him, guys, having a 60-yard game. Also, let's not forget, like, he had that fumble. It didn't
Don't
end
fumble.
Up being costly. But they have Sony Michel. And I think this is going to be a Matthew Stafford game. Cooper Kupp, Odell Beckham Jr. I actually really like Van Jefferson over 30 yards receiving because that could be one catch for him. He runs one route. On the other hand, though, here's my favorite prop for the San Francisco 49ers. You go Deebo Samuel, I'll play his rushing total all the way up to 50. I know everybody's going to be looking at the receiving yard. And I just don't.
It's in the 40s right now?
Yeah. And, you know, I saw a 50. It's the last time I looked, and I'm fine with that. I'd play that all the way up. I'm not going to lie. I'd play that all the way up to 55. I think this is going to be a 60-yard rushing game from Deebo because I don't trust Jimmy's health, and I don't trust Jimmy dropping back in this game against that secondary.
Ryan Horvath, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, that Ryan. Was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvath. Be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast. For more of Ryan Horvath's analysis, just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcast.
You know, that boggles my mind. Why it took us so long to catch up with this in-game betting? I've been doing this in Europe forever. Like in England.
Sometimes this country is a little behind on some things.
Like two or three decades.
He's Bobby, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Mike, Bobby, and Christian back here on Sports Talk on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Lines. We find Olivia. What's up, Olivia? You're on WWL.
Hi, guys. It's me again. So I have a question. You guys know the Saints organization better than I do. Would the Saints organization take a chance on Deshaun Watson if he accepted responsibility for his off-the-field issues?
Well, I think it would be more a civil suit settlement. Now, he might make a public statement. I'm sure somebody would write it for him. And then he would say that I'm sorry for maybe what occurred or something. But there's a lot of teams that want Deshaun Watson, Olivia. And the Saints could possibly be one of those teams. I mean, I don't know how Ms. Gale or Dennis Lauscher or Mickey Loomis thinks about that. But Deshaun Watson is not retired for life. This will eventually get settled. And he's going to resurface. He would have resurfaced, I think, this year.
If he could have settled the suits.
But the Dolphins. The Dolphins getting ready to get rid of Tua. If they could have figured out the trade thing for Deshaun Watson to come to the Dolphins, that would have happened. Now, Olivia, I think that's kind of pie in the sky, Deshaun Watson with the Saints, so you won't have to worry about that.
Olivia, you asked if he would admit that he did that. What if he didn't do it?
I mean, okay, that's a whole other question. If somebody doesn't accept responsibility, then they're not working on being a better person. But if somebody accepts the responsibility for their past, then, you know, everybody deserves a second chance.
I totally agree.
Tiger Woods, for example, the best comeback story of all time, Masters 2019. That was great. I thought I was, like, witnessing greatness. I was in high school the last time Tiger Woods won a major. I'm in my 30s, so that's my age.
Well, and, you know, Olivia, I think where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yes.
With that many accusations, that's a lot of accusations.
20-some, Mike, to be accused 20-some times, there's not enough days in a week to get that many different masseuses. I mean, is he not focused on football? So I think some individuals – it might
have jumped in on the train, but not all of them.
On the bandwagon.
That's a lot.
But not all of them. I agree with that. So I think there's some truth or a lot of truth to some of it, but not all of it, if that makes sense. It
makes sense. I we're all three in agreement. John and Metairie. Olivia, thanks for the phone call. John and Metairie on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines. Go ahead, John. You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian. What's up?
Hey, man.
Remember last week I was the guy that called and we were doing the four picks, and you told me to give you the picks, and I gave you my four picks.
Yeah.
I had the Chiefs, the Bengals, and everybody was laughing at me, and the 49ers. And I did pick Tom Brady, and I went 3-1.
You sure did.
And I told you, you can't pick nothing. As usual, he's 1-3. Nothing against Mike, he's wrong about everything. I think y'all pay that guy just to get everything wrong. I love him to death.
Well, nobody.
Well, I'm right here. I'm right here, so I'm gonna tell you. The week before, I was 5 of 6. What you got to say about that, smartass?
No, but John, listen. If you take that approach and
do it again this week.
No, take this approach.
Give us your picks this week.
No, but John, whoever Mike picks, you just pick the other team. I mean, if you're taking that approach.
That's it. That's what I told Christian. You pick the other team, you're guaranteed to win.
So wait, you're going to go with the 49ers?
All I can tell you, John, is if you look at my bank account with it and yours, you'd see who's the winning.
Well, who's winning? Yeah,
tell me, hey, Mike, didn't you say on the air that 80% of the time when the center's out that they other team centers out lose the game? Well, Green Bay against Minnesota never center. They won.
Yeah, that 20%.
Well,
that
so they're in the 20%.
It's in the 20%. What do you don't understand about
20%?
No, if this would have happened 10 times, two times, it's not going to work in your favor, and that's one of those occasions.
But listen, if you bet those odds, John, I'm telling you, we've done it. And
who do you want this week, Mike? That's what I want to know.
No, I'm taking the points on both games.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I love you, brother.
But John, he's taking the points. But okay.
I think Kansas City and the Rams win.
Yes, I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that because there's two games. You can take the out and out winner, and then the points winner. I mean, I did this two or three times this year with the point spread. I said, even when the Saints didn't win, they're going to cover. Or, because that's when you look at the situation. You are a win without being a winner. Now, let me tell you, you wouldn't believe the number of fans that used to tell me. This is the late 80s, early 90s. And again, you're pumping gas, you know, the whole story. I'm at the gas station. This fan comes up to me, Bobby, y'all had a tough game. Y'all were hanging in there, and y'all came up short. But at least y'all covered.
No, that's bottom line. It's your money.
And then they won money. So they wasn't bitter. They're like, okay, I'm upset because we lost the game. But he goes, at least y'all covered.
Yeah, because people do pick more with their pocketbook sometimes than with their heart. But if you can get 7.5 and
that's
4.
That's a lot of points.
7.5 and 4 points, man, that's a lot in those type series. So, yeah. And I'll put that out there.
John, thanks for the phone call.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it, bud.
Jimmy in Gretna. What's going on, Jimmy? You're on WWL.
Hey, how's it going, guys? All right. Real quick. Look, my vote for the new coach, obviously, is Dennis Allen. I think some stability there, you know, knowing this defense and defense being our strong suit. You know,
it's
right
also
now
a formula. It's also a formula.
The culture, the formula. In-house, who you familiar with. I know the team respects Dennis Allen. I'm on board with you, Jimmy, with that one.
And look, and you guys and Mike, you could chime in on this too. Look, they say, oh, well, he was 8-28 with the Raiders. But wasn't Pete Carroll 8-8 with the Jets? Wasn't Bill Belichick not very good
with the Browns?
Well, the list of former Oakland Raider or Las Vegas Raiders now coaches is mighty lengthy. There's a reason for that. It's not just the head coach, but the GM, the culture there. And, you know, when Al was getting up in age, he hires Lane Kiffin. Look at the success Lane has had.
Who's like wet behind the ears when he got the head coach job.
Mike Shanahan, Mike.
Hey, listen.
The last two coaches that have won a Super Bowl have been recycled coaches.
Look at Andy Reid.
Bruce Arians.
Hey,
Bruce
and Bruce.
Look at Ed Ogeron. I mean, I know he's gone now.
He's been recycled a few times.
The same thing about him.
Yeah.
And he brought us a championship. Look, listen, speaking of coaches, I want to get your take on this guy, the USFL, the New Orleans Breakers just hired, Larry Fedora. I know he was a head coach at Southern Miss. Yeah.
And North Carolina.
That's how I knew him when he was at USM.
And I'm sure Bobby can parlay some good USFL stories later on this episode. I can't wait to hear that. So, Mike, tell him to keep it short, though, man.
I'll do my best.
Hey, but Jimmy, the Michigan Panthers, you talk about a retread, and I brought up his name like one or two times because, like Sean Payton, he's lasted forever. Jeff Fisher. I thought Jeff Fisher went off to fishing and hunting. Jeff Fisher's for the Michigan Panthers. He is the Michigan Panther head coach, that being Jeff Fisher. Now, think about that. He was with the Oilers organization and the Titans for 17 years. When they moved from Houston to Memphis that one year to Nashville, he's the head coach. And we all know that he ended up with the Rams. No, when T-Bob went to the Rams in 2012, guess who was the head coach for the St. Louis Rams?
Jeff Fisher.
So he resurfaces with the Michigan Panthers.
You know, the crazy thing with Jeff, this was 2 years ago. He almost took a defensive coordinator's job in the NFL.
He does no defense.
He almost took it and then kind of peeled out at the last minute.
Well, and you look at the USFL where it's at right now. This year they all playing in Birmingham. You know why? Because of COVID. They're trying to control the narrative. They're all playing. I don't know if they're playing at Legion Field. That is old school when Auburn, Alabama should play one another. But USFL is going to play every game in the same city in the inaugural season. If you look at it, you know what's interesting? It's going to debut on April the 16th with the Birmingham Stallions playing Donald Trump's old team, the New Jersey Generals. Like I said, all games are in Birmingham. You know what's crazy? This blew my mind. You don't think football is popular and pro football, and they're trying to get the programming right? Fox and NBC making it the first scheduled sporting event to air on competing broadcast networks since both CBS and NBC televised Super Bowl I in 1967.
You talk about wheel back the hands of time.
Listen, so you're going to be able to watch the USFL on Fox or NBC. They go, what, they don't have nothing else better? No, they don't. They don't because they know they're going to get some ratings.
Bobby Hebert, Mike Dottiglie, Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk on WWL. Here on Sports Talk, Bobby and Christian, along with Mike Dottiglie. Billy in Mandeville, what's going on, Billy? You're on WWL.
Hey, I got a bone to pick with Mike.
Go ahead, Brad.
I want to know why he accepted promotion. Now, I can't listen to him on Matt Moscone anymore.
Oh, no, man. I had to do it. Bobby begged me to come here. No, I'm just kidding.
But the only thing, Billy, he's a capitalist. Come on.
So Bobby taught me all of that stuff, man, you know. But
Billy, thanks for the phone call.
We had a good run. We had a good run.
Billy, again, thanks for the phone call. Coming up next hour, Ian Book, Saints quarterback. Also, Terrace Marshall, former LSU Tiger. They're out at the Panini NFL Rookie Closeout event, trading cards basically. So,
what do you mean, like trading cards, old football, baseball cards kind of thing?
Yeah, that's a big thing. And now Panini has basically sort of taken over. You know, when we grew up, it was Tops. They were the only one at one time, and then Upper Deck came in. But now Panini has come in, and they, man, have pulled those shoulders out.
Well,
and man, talk about some expensive cards. You can,
to a card show in Washington, D.C. before the season. They paid me handsomely well to just show up and do this. Okay? Now, Joan, our mail is jam packed all the time. Christian, you will not believe how many cards and letters from Germany. From the Netherlands, all over the United States, north, south, east, west. And they tell you it's for the kids, when to sign that. And so what I always do, though, because you know how people on the internet and all that, I always personalize it and they get ticked off. But they know I'm going to sign stuff. So, Christian, I probably get, no telling what, like a Peyton Manning or something. I get probably 40 or 50 letters like in a month.
Okay.
To sign
just don't
cards.
Sign it in blue. That's what card dealers are looking for.
I'm a card collector.
But I address it to whoever the person is.
I'm a card collector. Have you ever seen me give you a card and sign?
Never. Mike has never done that.
I'm not going to do it, especially your rookie card.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at that awful mullet?
No, because I don't want a signed card. I want a pristine card.
Yeah, some of them are more valuable without being signed.
But no, they get all mad at me. Then they send me more cards. They go, but don't personalize it. I said, no, I'm going to personalize
it. Just don't sign it in blue. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Whatever pen I have in my hand, that's what I sign.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.